listener production.
It was a strong start to the week for Aussie shares.
And what can investors look forward to over the remainder of the week?
Good afternoon, I'm Laura.
I'm Craig.
It's Monday, the 22nd of April. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Well, Craigie, what a good day for the Aussie market.
It is. It's good to be here on a day when we've got, you know, sort of positive day for the market. I wouldn't have liked to have done it last Friday. But,
Yes, we're very lucky to have you on today for a variety of reasons, which we'll get to. First of all, let's take a look at what happened, because you alluded to last Friday, of course, we did hit a two-month low. It wasn't obviously the best day over the course of the week. It was the worst week of the year, but also the worst week since late September 2022. And there were quite a few things driving what we saw in markets. Two of the main things were obviously concerns about interest rates staying higher for longer, and also what's going on in the Middle East.
Yeah, and it looks as though investors have taken the view, looking at weekend developments between Israel and Iran, that perhaps this isn't going to just turn into a bigger stoush. And what we saw is the gold price retreating, some of the bond yields retreating, and the oil price was down by 0.8%, 0.9% in after-hours trade as well. Yeah, hopefully the tit-for-tat, you know, sort of war or stoush that they've had, you know, sort of can now be resolved, and hopefully we can move forward. And then the focus has got to be on Israel and Gaza, the tensions there being resolved as well.
And over the course of last week, as I mentioned, we did fall, but what we saw was the US market falling even steeper. So they've been on a six-day losing streak. This is the S&P 500 that looks at the top 500 companies in the US. They were down 5.5% over the course of last week. We were down just under 3%. So we certainly outperformed them. And that was actually their longest losing streak since October 2022. Of course, that's been for the same two reasons that we just mentioned. And the other thing is, in terms of interest rates, we have seen the interest rate cut expectations. At the start of the year, it was about 175 basis points of cuts priced in for this year. That's down to just 40 basis points. That's less than two this year.
Yeah, a lot can change in a short period of time. It's quite remarkable. But in terms of the US, I think some investors are taking the view that, you know, sort of positive coming out from the fact that they're not expecting so many interest rate cuts. Is fact that the economy doesn't need the interest rate cuts. It's performing, yes, quite admirably, despite the fact that interest rates are relatively high.
The other side of things is you want to avoid a recession as well. So this is pointing to the fact that we aren't moving into recessionary territory. Now, the other important thing that's been going on for you, Craigie, is the State of the States report that was released on Sunday. Of course, you've been working very hard conducting all the interviews on Sunday as well as today. Can you give our listeners a little recap of what happened and what the results showed?
Well, this is a measure of economic performance. So we look at eight indicators. And in terms of those eight indicators, we look at the last observation, maybe retail spending, compare that with a decade average for that state or territory, and then compare each of the state and territories on the same sort of methodology. And it seems like South Australia has come out on top for the second consecutive survey, then Western Australia, and then Victoria. And then you can throw a blanket over the next four states or territories, and Northern Territory brings up the rear. But it's designed to give an idea of how economic conditions are happening in your part of the world, whether you're hearing us from South Australia, whether you're hearing us from the Kimberleys or down there in Launceston in Tasmania.
The full report can be found on the CommSec website. Now, back to the market today. We did see 10 of the 11 sectors improving in what was a day of a pretty broad gains. We've only seen the energy sector falling. At the moment, it's down by around 1.8%, and that, of course, follows oil prices slipping over the course of last week and also in today's session. We are seeing all other sectors increasing quite a lot. Most of them are up by at least or more than 1% as we head into the close. What I did notice today was gold stocks. So we have seen them retreating from their recent highs. Of course, the price of the precious metal has been at record highs on a flight to safety recently. But today what we saw is the broader market lifting. And obviously we've seen gold stocks pulling back on the back of that. The gold subsector down by around 1.2%. That's after hitting its highest level since since November 2022, just in Friday's session. But elsewhere in the mining space, we did have some standouts, South 32.
We've had a production report out from South 32, the quarterly production report. The good news is that it's kept its guidance unchanged for all except manganese. So certainly, yes, that's positive in terms of South 32. The chief executive says the result places the mine in a strong position to capitalise on strength in market conditions for many of our key commodities. The other thing to note in terms of South 32, the had something like a 67% increase in metallurgical coal production in the latest quarter. That division has been sold to a foreign buyer, Singapore's Golden Energy and Resources, and provided that goes through the approvals from the Foreign Investment Review Board, that sale will be completed in the first half of 2025. And this is all part of South 32's pursuit to focus on low carbon commodities.
Elsewhere in the material space, Base Resources, this is one we don't talk about very often. It's one of the smaller rare earth companies listed on the ASX. But this one was hard to miss today, considering its share price more than doubled. At the moment, it's up 120%. And that's been on the back of news regarding a $375 million takeover offer from a US-based uranium and rare earths producer called Energy Fuels. As part of the deal, Base shareholders would receive 30.2 cents per share. And the reason investors have reacted so positively to this news is because the offer is at an almost 200% premium to Friday's closing price. This also saw other rare earths companies like Iluka piggybacking off those gains. Iluka up nowhere near as much, but still gained around 2%.
Another one to produce the quarterly report today in terms of their activities is the gold miner Ramelius. And it's expecting a full year outlook somewhat better than what it was originally forecasting. So it did report record production in the latest quarter, 86,928 ounces at a cost of $1,344 an ounce. The expectation going forward is that output is likely to become between 285,000 to 295,000. That's a lift of something like 15 to 20,000 on the previous estimate. And the cost of production is going to be between $1,550 and $1,650 an ounce. That's down around about $200 on the previous projection in terms of guidance. So good news for Ramelius, but the share price didn't react too much for it. It's down around about 0.5%.
We had uranium miner Boss Energy up after announcing it produced its first drum of uranium at its project in South Australia. Its shares are up around 18% so far this year and almost double where they were at the end of 2022. And Chalice Mining went into a trading halt this morning pending an announcement about its project in Western Australia. So this company has been struggling quite a bit recently with some mining issues, saying it will take longer to reach first production. And hopefully it's going to be good news because we've seen its share price down 24% so far this year, down 70% in 2023, also fell 35% the year before that, its share price hovering around a four-year low after all of that.
And just changing tech, let's look at costume jewellery retailer Lovisa. It's just been started coverage by Jefferies, and they've got a very positive rating on it. Lovisa's shares up in the order of 4.5%. Must note that we haven't seen the report. This is what's being quoted. Analysts covering the stock now is struggling to find a better retailer across the globe than Lovisa. So its share price up in the order of 4.5%.
There's not a lot going on tonight or tomorrow. The real chunky stuff will start from Wednesday. We have quarterly inflation being released here in Australia on Wednesday. Of course, it's holiday shortened week. Thursday will be a public holiday to observe Anzac Day. We have a number of quarterlies coming out. Over in the US, we have inflation data coming out on Friday. We have economic growth the night before on Thursday, and plenty of the big tech names releasing their quarterly results, including Alphabet, that's the owner of Google, Tesla, Meta Platforms, the owner of Facebook, and also Microsoft over the course of this week, which could certainly drive share markets throughout the week. Have a lovely night.
Bye-bye.
This podcast is prepared, approved and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting and, if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.